Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Oops and Giggles, your go-to podcast for all things fun, strange, and downright hilarious. I'm Anna, your host, and today we're diving into the weirdest, most bizarre, and totally wacky news stories from around the world. From strange laws that make you scratch your head to events that seem straight out of a comedy skit. And of course, some of the funniest animal stories you'll ever hear. Trust me, you're going to want to stick around for this one. So buckle up, because it's about to get weird. Okay, segment one, strange laws around the world. Let's kick things off with some of the weirdest laws from around the globe. It's fascinating how different cultures have rules that might seem completely out of left field to us. Let's dive into a few of these odd regulations that are both hilarious and perplexing. Okay, Switzerland, no solo guinea pigs. Did you know that in Switzerland it's illegal to own just one guinea pig? Yep. That's right. Apparently, guinea pigs are social creatures, and the Swiss government considers it animal cruelty to keep them lonely. So, if you're a lone guinea pig parent, you're breaking the law. Imagine the pet store scenario. I'd like one guinea pig, please. Sorry, sir, you need at least two. It's the law. It's kind of adorable when you think about it. Puppies and kittens often get along with other animals. But here, we have guinea pigs getting a legal mandate for companionship. I think it's a really beautiful thing. And maybe, I don't know, does it make sense to apply to all the animals? I don't know. So, next one would be Denmark. No starting cars with someone underneath. Here is one that sounds like it was ripped from a slapstick comedy script. In Denmark, it's illegal to start your car if there's someone underneath it. This law was enacted to prevent accidents where a mechanic or someone else is still working on the car. Can you imagine somebody trying to start their car while their friend is fixing something underneath? It's a safety measure, sure, but also one of those rules that just make you shake your head and laugh, and the absurdity of how specific it is. I guess it makes sense. You know, sometimes I think, things are there for a reason. I'm pretty sure there was once an accident or event that took place, and there we go. Okay, Samoa. Don't forget your wife's birthday. Now, this one is both funny and slightly terrifying. In Samoa, it's illegal to forget your wife's birthday. So if you do, you could face a fine. Imagine the pressure every year to remember that date. It's like having a built-in reminder system to keep husband on their toes. And while it might seem extreme, it also highlights the cultural importance placed on relationships and remembrance in Samoa. There you go. I think, making it legal would probably save a lot of men. It would add more responsibility, and maybe some women would even become happier. I don't know. Okay, let's talk about Singapore. Ooh, no chewing gum. You might have heard this one, actually. So, moving on to Singapore, where chewing gum is banned. Yes. You heard that right. While you can buy therapeutic gum with a prescription, regular chewing gum is prohibited. This law was introduced to keep public spaces clean and prevent gum littering, which was becoming a significant issue. So, if you're in Singapore, keep that gum in your pocket, or better yet, enjoy a mint instead. So, new gum in Singapore, everybody. All right. Australia. It's illegal to possess more than 50 kilograms of potatoes in Western Australia. Here's one for the foodies. In Western Australia, it's illegal to possess more than 50 kilograms of potatoes without a license. This quirky law is intended to protect the potato industry from theft and ensure fair distribution. So, if you're a potato lover planning a big harvest, make sure you're within the legal limit. So, no more the 50 kgs. Got it? Okay, Thailand. Stepping on money is a crime. So it's considered a crime because it's disrespect. It disrespects the king, whose image is printed on every currency note. It's a law rooted in respect for the monarchy, and while it might seem strict, it underscores the deep cultural reverence Thailand has for its royalty. So I guess this one makes sense. These laws are a testament on how diverse and unique cultural norms can be around the world, and I think we've discovered some really interesting facts. So it's always interesting to see what other strange rules exist out there. Now, we're going to move on to some bizarre events that have taken place globally. But yeah, now you know a little bit more on, I guess, geography and maybe history, maybe finances, I don't know, animals. Okay. Let's talk about, sorry, segment two. Ta-da, ta-da, music. Let's talk about unusual and bizarre events. Let's move on to something truly bizarre. So there are these are events that left people scratching their heads in disbelief. They are so odd, you might wonder if they were staged for laughs. So, man survives lightning strike twice on the same day. You might have heard about it, actually. So this happened to a man in the UK who was struck by lightning while walking in a park. Miraculously, he survived, and later that same day, he was struck again while taking a shelter in his car. So talk about bad luck, hey? The odds of being struck by lightning once are already pretty slim, but twice in one day, it's like Mother Nature had it out for him. Thankfully, he survived both strikes, but I bet he's never looking at storms the same way again. Some people actually start getting, how do you call it? They start seeing like the future, or, you know, they get some some special powers after those things. So let's talk about a train ride that turns into a giant popcorn party. Yay. Yeah, you heard that right. Passengers on a train ride were surprised when the entire train car was filled with, everybody, popcorn. Yes, it was a marketing stunt by a popcorn company aiming to create a fun and memorable experience for passengers. Initially, people were confused. Imagine boarding a train, expecting a regular ride, and finding yourself in a sea of popcorn. But once they realized it was part of the promotion, everyone embraced it, enjoying free snacks and having a popcorn-filled party during their journey. So it's a quirky way to make a mundane train ride something special. Yeah. I think it's, yeah, that's a fun experience. It's like, hey, free snack! Yoo-hoo! I wonder what company it was. Okay, let's move on to the next one. The man who tried to jump over a moving car. Wow. Well, he what? This guy. He should not go to Denmark, probably. But yeah, he's actually not underneath, so that might be fine. So, a man who tried to jump over a moving car. This daring individual attempted to leap over a moving vehicle, much like something out of an action movie. Unfortunately, it didn't go as planned, and he ended up injured after the car hit him mid-jump. So this is a reminder that sometimes what seems like a bold adventure is just a recipe for disaster. While the story is alarming, it's also one of those bizarre events that make you wonder what goes in someone else's mind when they decide to attempt something so risky. So yeah, we hope that the man is okay. And that car is okay as well, I guess. The next one is, man buys at $200,000 fake cheese sculpture for his living room. $200,000. Stop. Oh my god, this is crazy. Speaking of odd purchases, this is one of those. So this man decided to splurge on a massive fake cheese sculpture to decorate his home. And it's cheese. It's not every day you see a giant wheel of fake cheese taking over a living room, but it just goes to show how personal and unique home decor can be, I guess. So whether it's a conversation starter or just a fun, whimsical piece, it's certainly one of the more usual purchases out there. Yeah, everybody's like, oh, this vase is like a 1,000-year-old vase from China. It's like, hey, I got a piece of cheese in my living room. How about that? That's very authentic. Okay, so a woman spends 2 weeks on a deserted island for a selfie. So this woman is isolated. She has isolated herself on an island for 2 weeks just to do what? To capture the perfect photo for Instagram. Why not? This is an extreme example of how far people might go that for that 1 gram worthy shot. I can understand her. Taking pictures can be time consuming, and especially if you want to take a really good picture. I mean, not 2 weeks for one photo, but I mean, hey, it's an artsy process. So we're all different. While it's great to see dedication to capturing beautiful moments, it also raises questions about safety and the length we go for social media validation, actually. Here, does she go for social media validation, or did she just like, you know? So I don't know, it's still art. So not judging here at all. Yeah, so these are just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to bizarre news from around the world. And it's fascinating to see the variety of human behavior and, you know, the unique stories, situations people find themselves in. Now, okay, so that was it about weird events. Now let's transition to some of the funniest animal stories that have also made the headlines. Okay, so animals. 3, 2, 1, go! So you knew we had to get to the animal stories, and animals have a way of making us laugh with their unexpected antics and adorable behaviors. So the first story is a duck helps police catch a criminal in the UK. So picture this. A group of criminals is on the run trying to escape from the police. They are sprinting down a street, looking over their shoulders, when suddenly a duck waddles right into their path. The duck starts honking loudly and flapping its wings, causing such a commotion that the criminals get distracted and trip up, making it easy for the police to apprehend them. It's like the duck was an unlikely hero, unwittingly aiding to the capture of the bad guys. I mean, you really can't make this stuff up. I mean, I guess it's a lucky coincidence. Of course, the duck had no idea it was helping, but I mean, still, hey, it works. Okay, next one. A cat steals a phone and posts selfies. Sounds more like a seagull kind of thing, but yeah, I guess cats became friends with seagulls. So this clever cat decided to swipe its owner's phone and start snapping selfies. So the owner didn't realize what was happening until they saw a bunch of adorable cat selfies pop up on their social media accounts. It's like the cat was saying, hey, look at me, I'm a star. Not only is this cat getting some serious likes, but it's also showcasing some impressive paw coordination skills. Who knew cats could be so tech savvy? I also like those videos where there was like this girl doing a yoga pose or like meditating, and the cat went sat behind her and sat in the same position, like a lotus pose. I thought it was quite funny and cute and fascinating that how pets can literally not mimic but do everything we do and even repeat our, you know, behavior. Okay, So, next story. Dog drives car while owner is sleeping. So, it's both hilarious and unbelievable. In California, a couple was driving down the highway when the driver fell asleep at the wheel. Their dog, seeing the car swerving, managed to hop in the front seat, grab the steering wheel, and steer the car to safety. So the car came to a smooth stop without causing any accidents. And the dog didn't even get a ticket. If I were the dog, I'd be expecting some serious treats and a medal for my heroics. I feel like it's a border collie. I feel like border collie is capable of that, to be honest. They're super smart. They can like play volleyball and stuff. So I wonder what kind of dog that was. Okay. So next one is, drumroll, penguin breaks into the hotel and dines on buffet. So, a penguin from a nearby zoo managed to escape its enclosure and find its way into a hotel buffet in New Zealand. It waddled around, helping itself to cold cuts and sushi, much to the shock and amusement of the hotel staff. Instead of being scared or panicking, the staff allowed the penguin to enjoy its stolen meal before safety returning it to the zoo. It's like something straight out of a cartoon. Imagine a penguin walking into a buffet line, and deciding, oh, it's time for a little feast. Hey, what a lucky day. yeah, this penguin definitely had a plan. So yeah, animals never cease to amaze us with their unexpected behavior and the joy they bring into our lives. I foster dogs occasionally, and it's a really beautiful thing to experience. So yeah, whether animals are helping catch criminals or stealing the spotlight on social media, they always manage to make us smile. So let's wrap up with some even weirdest headlines that are sure to leave you wondering just how bizarre our world can be. Okay, weird headlines. Da-da-da-da-da. So these are kind of stories that make you go, did they really happen? But yeah, yes, they really happened. Okay, story number one. Man arrested for trying to steal a helicopter to escape jail. I mean, this one makes sense, no? A man in the UK serving time for some serious crimes thought he'd make a clean getaway by stealing a helicopter from a nearby airport. So, things didn't go as planned, though. He didn't even get off the ground before the police caught him in the act. So, can you imagine planning that? The planning that went into this. Okay. Let's break out. But how? Oh, a helicopter. As if borrowing one was as simple as grabbing an Uber. So yeah, instead of a slick getaway, it turned out to be more like a comedy sketch. And now he's facing even more charges, but points for creativity, man. It's a helicopter. Yo, that takes a lot of bravery as well. Okay, next story. World's largest rubber duck takes over a harbor. So a giant rubber duck has been floating around harbor worldwide as a part of a quirky art installation. It's been spotted in Sydney, Australia, and Pittsburgh, USA, and people can't get enough of it. So we're talking about a duck the size of a building floating through harbors, and it's impossible not to smile when you see it. Imagine walking along the waterfront and suddenly seeing a massive inflatable duck sailing toward you. I mean, it's goofy, it's cheerful. It's become a social media sensation, actually. So, just a fun reminder that sometimes all we need is a giant rubber duck to brighten our day. Okay. Next one is, naked thieves steal a car in broad daylight. Wow. So, this one, yeah, it's like a straight out of a comedy movie. So, in the US, two thieves decided to steal a car in broad daylight, completely naked. In a busy parking lot, they pulled off his stunt with no disguises, just nothing. So, what's their logic? who knows? But it certainly didn't help them avoid suspicion, because police easily caught up with them. Well, let's just say they stood out. So yeah, I guess this is one of those moments where you just have to laugh and how far some people can go to be creative criminals, right? It's not like, I mean, stealing cars is just basic, right? How about we spice things up a little bit? Okay, so many creative ideas here. Not that we need to, you know, apply them to our daily lives, but I mean, something to, yep, thanks. Next one. Next one, actually. This is it? That's all I got for you. So you have it, from helicopter heist to buffet crashing penguins. These are just a few of the world's weirdest and most hilarious headlines. I hope these stories gave you a good laugh and a reminder that sometimes the real world is stranger than fiction. If you have any wild news stories or funny headlines, don't hesitate to reach out. I'd love to hear them. And of course, be sure to tune in next time for more oops and giggles. Until then, keep laughing and stay curious. Bye!